This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 15th, Loving Our Enemies. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 5. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. My mother was a teenager during the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands. A girl next door died when a bomb hit her home. A Jewish family with young children across the street were taken away, and they all died in the Holocaust. At 16, my mother was often sent out on a bike to get milk at a farm outside their city. On one trip, she was stopped by a German soldier at a checkpoint, and she realized she was looking into the eyes of a scared 16-year-old boy forced into service. She said, "When I saw how young and how scared he was, I learned for the first time in my life just a little of what it means to love your enemies. Though I've never had to live in those kinds of conditions, I've experienced hating others and wishing them ill, and I've struggled with Jesus' command to love my enemies. I've noticed that when I hate others, I easily feel proud and self-righteous. I find myself thinking, they've done or said these horrible things, and I would never do that. They are inferior." I've also learned that this kind of attitude undermines all of Jesus' teaching about loving God and neighbor. Recognizing the ugliness of my own attitude doesn't automatically lead me to love my enemies, but it begins to put that sinfulness to death. I begin to realize that I too am sinful and in need of forgiveness. Pray with me. Lord, when any hatred for others lives in me, please forgive me and help me to care about their souls, loving them as you do. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.